Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
First half, Texans at the Houston 46. Clock at 8 minutes to go. 13-point lead. Here's a toss to Pierce. Running right. Pierce across the 50. Pierce breaks the tackle. 45-40 right sideline. The 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. He's got the touchdown. Damian Pierce to the house.
That was good to see. Hopefully he keeps that up. We'll hear what it sounded like through the microphone of John Harris in just a second. This is some good stuff. Text message. In the continuation of Pettiness Day, Tuesday is Petty Day here on Payne and Pendergast, Jerry Jones lost his cool on the radio this morning, and it was glorious. That is flooding my timeline right now. Obviously, a texter found out about it. We are going to play that for you momentarily. I'm just giving Ben a couple minutes here to get it pulled up, but I've sent the audio to Ben. We're going to get to Jerry Jones losing his cool in just a little bit.
And we'll play it. We've had some extra audio, one from yesterday where Jerry Jones kind of went off on a reporter to ask, and what he said, do you think I'm an idiot? So we'll do a little montage of pettiness tomorrow of Jerry Jones. But that game, oh, by the way, yeah, watching the Cowboys-Lions game, that was the first time I've been able to get extended bits of Tom Brady. Extended exposure to Tom Brady as an announcer. And it's funny. At first, I started watching, and at first I was like, is that Greg Olson? Because neither one of them has a great broadcasting voice, but I thought he was making some kind of good Greg Olson-type points. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, that's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I thought, there was one when Branch got the interception. I thought that's exactly like Brady breaking down how Branch got the interception, what he was doing in coverage and everything. That was exactly what I want to hear out of Tom Brady. I thought there were some moments in that game where I was very impressed with the way Tom Brady was breaking it down.
That's good. I'm looking forward to it. We get a few Sundays to watch football coming up here with the schedule with all the primetime games and everything.
Yeah.
You and I don't normally get to really dial in on a Sunday. We got a lot of Texans-less Sundays coming up the second half of the season. I'm excited about that. We'll get to Jerry Jones in a second. I tease this, so I want to get to this. Find somebody that loves you as much as John Harris loved that Damian Pierce touchdown. Aaron Raybould, one of our engineers up here, who's the engineer on game days for the Texans, left John Harris's mic open and hot at various times throughout the game. Because Johnny's always commenting on things, even when they don't have him pulled up on the broadcast.
Yeah, not hot, but he's recording it.
Sorry.
It's not going over
hot
the air.
Hot to the booth. To the booth. It wasn't going out over the air. But they kept it on and recorded Johnny. This is what Johnny sounded like on that Damian Pierce 54-yard touchdown run.
Go, Damian! Yeah! Yeah!
Woo! Holy cow! Woo! Holy cow! Now, Johnny's been memed before on the sideline. Like, Johnny gets amped.
You can catch him on the sideline in the background after a lot of big moments with John celebrating everything.
He celebrates like a European soccer player. Like
he's going to take his shirt off at some point.
He will. Yeah. He will. So
that's awesome. Oh, good. We got to do more of that.
Yes.
As long as John Harris is cool with it.
Yep.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't be. We're not going to embarrass him with anything.
No.
We're not going to get him when he's dog cussing out a player or something. Not that he ever does.
No.
But if he does, hypothetically.
Yeah, and if we do get that audio, we'll for sure extort him with it.
We'll use it.
Yeah.
Just not on air.
Right.
Yeah.
Good call. All right, so we've heard about it. We've not yet listened to this. I only saw 8 jillion tweets about it in the last 5 minutes. So Jerry Jones was on our sister station, 105.3 The Fan. I'm assuming it was Sean and RJ. I believe they're the morning show up there, if I'm not mistaken. And Jerry Jones goes on with them every week. He's got a weekly on there. The owner of the Cowboys, the GM of the Cowboys as well. I guess they were kind of taking him to task or asking him maybe a little too much about the lack of moves in the offseason. Let's just listen in and see what it sounded like.
What's your point?
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio, and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any five or ten like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay. Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
What?
Now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners, and I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning. And we can spend a lot of time going over zigging and zagging. One of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody has ever analyzed is by the Cowboys. It was an idiot that did that. So idiot things can turn into good decisions. Okay? Smart things can turn into bad decisions. The facts are that when you make one, you don't really know whether it's going to be good or not at the time. So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man. You want some conversation this morning? You're getting it.
Okay. The headline, the caption across the bottom of First Take right now, Jerry Jones calls out radio hosts during interview.
He threatened their jobs. He basically was saying, I'm going to get you fired. That was awesome. Those guys, okay, how do we judge Sean and RJ's response to it?
Did they talk at all? They hardly talked.
Right. They tried to. They started to. I think they're trying to. I've listened to them before where they try to be respectful, but they do ask hard questions. And Obviously, they asked a question that elicited that response. I think that, like, Jerry Jones does not shy away at all from getting combative with those guys. And I don't think he's going to have any of them fired. I don't think any one of them felt like they were being, like, actually in danger of losing their job.
No.
But I was trying to put myself in their shoes. I don't know exactly what Jerry was asking for. I mean, like were they supposed to start, like, bring out the spreadsheet with the balances of, like, oh, the positive moves versus the negative moves?
Yeah, I don't
moves?
Know. That's where not hearing the question that led up to that hurts a little bit. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Since he's been GM, they've won five playoff games this century.
Right.
They haven't made it back to the conference championship since their last Super Bowl victory. It's been 30 years of insignificance as a franchise.
Yeah.
And, like, that's your proof in the pudding. If you want the balance sheet, yes, as a general manager, you've been really good at generating business and really bad at actually getting results on the football field.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I'm your manager, and I'm evaluating your performance, do I need to sit here and make excuses for all of the incompetence and the insignificance over the years? Or at some point, do I just say, okay, you haven't produced. You just haven't produced as a general manager.
He was, I mean, I obviously don't listen to every Jerry Jones interview on there. I've heard many of them. Many of them we've played audio on this show. Jerry Jones is a very charismatic, entertaining, and certainly highly relevant individual in the NFL. It sounded like to me, to answer your original question, Seth, about Sean and RJ, and what it sounded like with them, is that Jerry's gotten combative with them before, but it's always remained at a playful level with them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They is what I gather. Again, I don't listen to all the interviews or whatever, but they weren't punching back in a way where they were argumentative with him. They were almost laughing a little bit at the whole thing. And Jerry kind of put his foot down and said, I'm not joking around. You know, the issues they're having at home right now, playing well, not even playing well, like playing even mediocre at home. They've been awful at home this year. And really going back to the Green Bay game last year in the playoffs, they've been terrible for four straight games now at home on big stages, and it sounds like he's getting to his wit's end with it, is what I'm hearing there.
The actual stat was even worse. They've won five playoff games since 1996.
Since they last won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so yeah. Since then, and they've never made it past the divisional round.
Yeah.
And they've had just meager success. I mean, those are your positives as negatives there. The sum total of all of your decisions over that time is that you've been a bad GM. And it feels like this is the first year where like people in Dallas are actually catching on to it.
You know who
like
else?
Even delusional Cowboys fans are like, hey, wait a second. Hey, you know, do you guys realize we actually haven't been a good football team for a long time?
We kind of suck. This is weird. You know who else has won 5 playoff games since 1996? The Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so take that, Jerry. I'm glad this
expansion team and it doesn't, you know, a fan base that doesn't hold itself like they are the they understand
right.
and know the NFL because of our great franchise.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm using it to jab at Jerry right here. I'm glad. Yeah. This is serendipity right here that our co-host, one of our co-workers and one of the hosts on In the Loop is Reggie Atatula, who was at 105.3 The Fan up
That's
in
right.
Dallas.
Yeah, I've already had some text messages this morning,
if you might
imagine.
The very station where Jerry is making headlines right now. So I am very curious your reaction. Have you heard? Did you listen to the audio yet?
I've listened to some of it. I've seen some.
We just played the whole 2 minutes.
Yeah,
just now.
Yeah. I mean, and you say 2 minutes. He does this twice a week interviews, and he's
twice a week.
The owner and general manager speaks on the local radio station twice a week.
That's beautiful.
And then that's in addition to the twice a week that Stephen Jones, the executive player, VP of player
very
personnel,
front-facing.
Whatever. Very front facing.
Yeah. Does he have the power? Or I mean, if he wanted to, he could. But like, do you think he actually is going to try to get one of those guys fired?
Nah, I don't think he will. Although, look, I've gotten out of the business of trying to predict what Jerry Jones will and won't do because he's made me look stupid many a times at this point. No, man, he's clearly he can fly off the handle like this from time to time, but this is a real clear indication that he's embarrassed.
Right? Yeah,
like Jerry Jones he says that he has a high tolerance for ambiguity, and like he's not as freaked out as I think the average person would be in places that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This is a different level, right?
Yep.
For him to go to this level, he understands and he appreciates the fact that the fan base has gotten to a fever pitch. And Seth, I hear what you're saying. Them folks have not light rock with him for a long time. I have gotten tired of hearing Jerry the owner should fire Jerry the GM. They are done with him. They just can't do nothing about it
because
he's not going to do it. And he usually operates within that comfort level of, I know that y'all can't do nothing about it, so y'all can talk. That's cool.
Yeah.
The fact that he's actually reacting to the talk, he knows. Yeah. He knows he done messed up, Bubba. He knows.
Yeah. Man, we don't get enough of this anymore.
Oh,
back
well.
Back in the day, you used to get a lot more chippiness.
We used to get a lot of chippiness.
Yeah.
What, you're saying the game is too nice now?
B.O.B., we're talking about us.
Just like the NBA, the radio game is too nice. We need to find the radio equivalent of elbows in the sternum.
Seth, do you think we can get Nick to threaten us tomorrow when we have him on at 7:30?
The closest we've come, like Nick and I have gotten, we've kind of gone back and forth a few times, but it stays pretty playful.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything right now that's like all that glaring that we'd probably.
They're 5-1. I mean, what do you.
Yeah.
So
there's not any like obvious busts or anything.
I bet you could do it.
To. Oh, no.
You might be able to do it, Lopez. Good. That's one thing.
Yeah,
I've already been threatened.
Yeah. Tom Herman was probably the last episode we had like that.
He had no power.
No, I know.
All right, everybody tweet me suggestions for what I should go after Nick about, like the most, and I'll brainstorm this, like what's the most egregiously bad or wrong thing over the last several years that I'm just going to be irrationally obsessed
with. There you go. All right, gentlemen. Well, big day between that and Devontae Adams getting traded.
How about that?
How about Jerry Jones Farrah Fawcetting Devontae Adams right there?
I mean, he does love a headline, don't he?
He does, and he's got him, man. He's got him.